Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 16, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 16, 1976, in Honolulu, Hawaii.
So, Sukadeva Goswami said already that kīti kīvalaya bhaktya, simply by devotional service, vāsudeva parāyana, one has become attached to vāsudeva. This stage is very difficult, but very easier. For the simple person, it is very easy. And those who are crooked, demons, for them it is difficult. So, in another place it is stated, in the first canto, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayodita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Gyanam Chajat Ahaitaka. The whole idea is that we are in this material world that is miserable. Under the spell of illusion, we are thinking everywhere. They do not know what is actually happiness. What is happiness? But there is no argument for these rascals. They are thinking we are very happy. That is, Maya's prakhyavatmika shakti, covering energy. It's like you are seeing a hawk eating a stool, but he is thinking that is very happy. But you are saying, they are going to lie, they are eating a stool. And this is the position. Those who are advanced in civilization, for them, eating of stool is unthinkable. But for the hogs and dogs, it is very palatable. This is the difference. It's like we are recommending no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. So somebody is thinking, then what remains to enjoy? Everything is finished. Life is finished. So according to different grades of person, the taste is also different. You cannot expect that the taste will be the same. One man's food, another man's food. This is an English proverb. One man's food is another man's poison. Therefore, a society is divided. That is scientific method. Class. Chatut bandhan maya system guna karma vibhaga. That is God's creation. Four classes met. And the fifth class is almost rejected. Up to fourth class. First class, second class, third class, fourth class. And below fourth class, from fifth class, they are not human. So, taste of different classes. But one thing is, that in whichever class we may belong, if we take to Krishna consciousness, then we become one. The people are wanting unity. There is United Nations organization, but so long we keep ourselves on the material platform, there cannot be unity. that is not possible. Only in the spiritual platform there can be unity. So, here it is said that Bhagavan, Bhagavan means sinful. Bhagavan means sin. And Van means, they say Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who has bhava or opulence, absorption. That is called Bhagavan. Just the opposite is called abhava. This is Sanskrit language. Bhagavan means the most upland, topmost place, Bhagavan. And abhava means lowest place. So here it is said that one has to become abhavan to the stage of Bhagavan. This is Krishna consciousness. Not to remain Bhagavan, but to become Bhagavan. Bhagavan, of course, means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But those who are very, very advanced, recognized by Bhagavan, they are also sometimes called Bhagavan. Just like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Narad Muni, on their status, sometimes they are called Bhagavan. Nowadays it has become a fashion to become Bhagavan. So, Bhagavan is not so cheap. Everyone is Bhagavan. But if he wants to become Bhagavan, or on the higher status, higher level, then it is recommended, let him take to the devotional service. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayajati Janayati Asu Vaira. To become Bhagavan, not Bhagavan, but on the level, on a higher state, there are two things required. One thing is Gyan, and one thing is Vairagya. Gyan and Vairagya. Because we are in this material world, miserable condition, but we have no knowledge that we are in a very miserable condition. That is our Gyan. As soon as one understands that this is miserable condition of life. That was presented by Sanatana Goswami before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said he was minister and very opulent position, very good associates, because he was minister, so his associates are also very good men. But he resigned, that is Vairagya. So, why? To understand what is the aim of life. Tad-vijñānārthaṁ sā guruṁ eva abhijacche. He came to Chaitanya Mahāprabhu for understanding the value of life. So, he presented himself that grammo vyavahare kahaye pandit. So, in this ordinary behavior, they call me pandit. Planet. But Sattva-kari-māni, I also accept it that I am Pandit, planet. But actually my position is, I do not know what I am. I am such a Pandit, such a planet. So we are in ignorance. We do not know, we are accepting this body as I am. So many animal propensities, animal conditions. So if we remain in animal condition of life, then that is abhavan. And one is in animal condition, that means more sinful. So we have to become sinless. That requires jnana vairagya. Jnana vairagya. So, again, Vairagya can be attained very easily if one becomes a devotee of Krishna. Asudhimi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayu. This is the verdict of all Vedic literature. That if one becomes devotee, then he will develop his original good qualities. Because we are part and parcel of God, so we have got good qualities. It is covered by material contamination. That gold, gold is gold, but it is covered by mud, dirty thing. One cannot understand whether it is gold or something. But our position is like that. So when we are free from these dirty things, then our original life becomes manifest. That is called mukti. Mukti hitya anatharupam sarupena avastuti. Mukti means now we are a differently contaminated situation. Roga mukti, there is a word. Roga mukti. One is suffering from fever. And when there is no more fever, it is called mukti. Similarly, we are suffering on account of this disease cut. This material is disease cut. It is not our real, but they do not know. They do not know. They are thinking this is life. But this is not life. They have no information. So, this sinful life, suffering. Sinful means when we are sinful, then we suffer. So, by bhakti yoga, as it is stated in the previous verse, kevale arhatya. The same, again, being stressed. Natatha jagavadanam puyeta topolādihi. Before explaining bhakti yoga, Sukadeva Goswami said that to become purified, general process is tapasā brahmacaryena samena dhamena va tyagena satta rūtabhya jamena niyamena va. This is the general process. But to overcome this general process is one that is already explained. That tasmeva, just like fog, is immediately developed if there is sunrise. And bhakti is so strong. So then he is again saying that puyeta tapo adhiti. If we practice tapo, especially in this age, it is very, very difficult. Tapo, tapasya, austerities. And if we take to Krishna consciousness, it becomes very soon available. Yatha krishnarpita prana. Prana means life. And arpita means dedicate. Krishnarpita. If one dedicates his life for Krishna, yatha krishnarpita prana, tatpurusha nisivaya. Tatpurusha. It is impossible to dedicate our life to Krishna unless we serve the devotee of Krishna. Tatpurusha nisivaya. You cannot approach Krishna directly. That is not possible. You have to go to his devotee. Therefore, Krishna sends his devotee. Go and deliver. It's like Dhruva Maharaj. He did not know how to achieve the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But on account of his eagerness, he wanted to see God. Because he is Kshatriya, that his mother said, that God can only help you, my dear son, if you want to become king of the throne of your father, a better position, then only God can help you. I cannot help you. So he was determined, I must see God. So he went to the forest, but He did not know how to approach God. A boy of 5 years old, he has got the determination. So Krishna saw that this boy is very, very determined. That who is sent his representative, Narada, go and train him. He is very eager. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Krishna Pipayapaya Bhakti Ratam. If I enter into the devotional side by double mercy, one mercy is Krishna, another mercy is spiritual mercy. Therefore here it is said, the same thing. Krishnartito prana tat purusha nisivara. One cannot be Krishnartito prana. One cannot dedicate his life to Krishna unless he has gotten the mercy of spiritual mercy. This is the way. You cannot get direct. There is not mercy. There are not Pandas Thakur. Say, there are many of his songs. Chaya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Peche Keva. Without Sanya Vaishnava, who has got liberation? Nobody. Tadero Charano Sevi Bhakta Sane Ba. Janame Janame Maman Eyo Vilas. Narottam Dasa who said, that I have to serve the Guru, Sanatana Goswami, Guru Goswami, and lead in the association of the Guru. Tadero Charana Sevi Bhakta Sane Bhas. The Narottam Dasa said, Janame Janame More Ayyogi. Our virat, ambition should be, how to serve Krishna through the disciplic succession, Guru, and lead in the association of devotees. This is the process. So we are opening so many centers all over the world. This is the policy, that people may take charge of associating with devotees, and the chance of serving the Vaishnava, then it will be successful. Therefore here it is said, Bhakti Yoga means not only dedicating life to Krishna, but also to serve the Vaishnava, Tatpurusha. Tatpurusha means to serve a person who has dedicated his life to Krishna. Two things. Dedication to Krishna and dedication to the devotee of Krishna. So in this way, if we advance, then it is very easy to become free from this material contamination. That is said, Natatha Jagavanarajan Puyeta Bhagavadi. Bhagavadi, it is general process, but it is very, very difficult, especially in this age. So if we simply take this course that dedicate life to Krishna and dedicate life to Vaishnava, then our life will be successful. Thank you very much.